You have tuned into the WGXC News Update. Go to the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org for more information about any of these stories. I'm Tom Rowe in Accra. Francesca Paris reports for the Berkshire Eagle that the Capitol police officer killed April 2nd was William Billy Evans, who grew up in Berkshire County in Massachusetts. Evans was born in North Adams and graduated from Drury High School. He was killed after a man rammed his vehicle into two officers at a barricade outside the U.S. Capitol, then lunged at them with a knife, according to Capitol Police. Quote, "He loved making people laugh," unquote, said Jason LaForest, a North Adams city councilor and a childhood friend of Evans. Quote, "He loved telling jokes and carrying out pranks on his friends and family. He loved being a dad, and he was so proud to be a U.S. Capitol Police officer. He carried his badge everywhere. He was just so proud, and his family was so proud of him. We were all proud of him," unquote. President Joe Biden released a statement about the attack. Quote, "Jill and I were heartbroken to learn of the violent attack at a security checkpoint on the U.S. Capitol grounds, which killed Officer William Evans of the U.S. Capitol Police and left a fellow officer fighting for his life," unquote, Biden said. Quote, "We send our heartfelt condolences to Officer Evans' family and everyone grieving his loss. We know what a difficult time this has been for the Capitol, everyone who works there, and those who protect it," unquote. Read more about this story in the Berkshire Eagle. Amelia Munson is reporting for the Times Union that Republican Liz Joy filed paperwork with the Federal Elections Commission April 1st to challenge Representative Paul Tonko, a Democrat from Amsterdam, again in 2022. In 2020, Joy ran against Tonko but received 38% of the vote to Tonko's 62% in the 20th congressional district election. A Democrat named Cole Francis Matthews has also declared intentions to challenge Tonko. Joy is a real estate agent from Glenville with policies that align with former President Donald Trump. Currently, the district includes all of Albany County, but redistricting after the 2020 census could change the boundaries. Quote, "It could turn things off the margin and start to push Tonko to the place where he would have to run the kind of race with extensive TV ads and a big operation that we've seen recently from Representative Antonio Delgado or Tedra Cobb on the Democratic side to the south and north of him," unquote, said Chris Mann, assistant professor of political science at Skidmore College. Quote, "It could push him into that territory. I don't think he's in any real danger of losing, but he's going to have to work harder," unquote. In 2020, Joy raised $381,000 for her campaign compared to Tonko's $1.5 million. Joy refused a request from the newspaper for comment, and Matthews could not be reached. Read more about this story in the Times Union. And Andrea Macko reports for Porcupine Soup that the Caro Town Board may vote April 5th on buying three new trucks for the highway department. Quote, "Our fleet is aging to the point it is costing us tens of thousands of dollars in maintenance," unquote, said Highway Superintendent Art Evans. The 16-truck plow fleet includes trucks as old as 1986, and at one point during this past winter, 11 of the department's trucks were not working on the town's 91.5 miles of roadways. Quote, "We can't keep doing this," unquote, said Supervisor John Coyne. Cairo is considering buying three new trucks for about $412,000. In 2020, the town spent $72,217 on truck repairs. Read more about this story in Porcupine Soup, and read more about any of these stories in the WGXC Newsroom at wgxc.org.